It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 43 of the Podketeer Podcast. Today's show is going to pretty much encompass just one feature, and that is a very long, involved, and clip-laden feature on the Mickey Mouse Club, which has always been a big piece of my Disney history, and I've always been a fan of it. I still have my Mickey Mouse Club card, and if they still had a Mickey Mouse Club, I'd still be a member. So I'm not going to have a real long, involved intro to the show today, because it's pretty simple, just Mickey Mouse Club. Got a lot of stuff that I picked up off of YouTube, a very nice clip with Annette Funicello going into the history of the club, some Jimmy Dodd stuff, and we have a very special ending of today's show, different than normal. If you don't mind me changing things up just a little bit for one show. We'll be back to the normal ending next week. And I'm not doing a review this week. I was intending on doing one, but I listened to three or four episodes of the show, and I'm doing one on Frank's Wild Ride. And the show changes so much from episode to episode, I think I need to listen to a little bit more. The show's a little rough around the edges, but it sure got some nice segments. They do some nice interviews. You need a little bit to, more production work on the show. But other than that, I think it's definitely going to, become something good once they smooth out the rough edges. But anyway, I'll review that next week. So I apologize. I know I said last week that there'd be a review of that show, but that'll be next week. So I hope you enjoy this little segment on the Mickey Mouse Club. So on with that.
This is Carrie Foppins with another Podketeer special feature. This one featuring the Mouseketeers. I wish I had been one, but I was just a transistor back then. I just break myself up with these clever jokes, but I am not programmed to laugh. Oh well, that's life. And now, here is your host, Mark Tanner.
That's right! It's time for the Mouseketeers!
We are the Merry Mouseketeers, Mouseketeers! We got a lot above our ears, above our ears!
The talents given to you and me, we must develop faithfully, so we can be good Mouseketeers,
Mouseketeers!
As we continue through the years,
We won't forget the Mouseketeers, Mouseketeers! 1, 2, 3, 4, hooray, hooray, hooray! Cheers for the Merry Mouseketeers,
Mouseketeers, roll call. Count off now.
Bobby. Karen. Johnny. Sharon. Mike. Nancy. Bonnie. Darlene. Don. Doreen. Bobby.
This portion of your Mickey Mouse Club is brought to you by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. and Mickey Mouse present the Mickey Mouse Club. Brought to you by the ABC Television Network, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday.
Hello, Podketeers. Welcome to this week's feature on the Mickey Mouse Club. Now, anybody who is somewhere about my age is going to have fond memories of the Mickey Mouse Club if they had any interest in Disney at all. I loved the show. I was a member, still have my membership card. I wish I hadn't written all over it, but I do still have it, which is pretty cool. So I'm a long-term Mickey Mouse Club fan. I went out to the park, saw them film a few things at the park. My mom took me. I saw Jimmy Dodd, saw Roy Williams, and Annette. Although she's the only one of the cast that I remember because I had a crush on her, so I remember her. But I'm sure I saw others. But the only one that I can remember by name is Annette. And it was great. It's that and the flying rocket jet guy are the two things in my youth that I remember the most from Disneyland. It was a great show. One of the best shows I think ever put together for kids, aimed at kids. There were shows that kids watched and cartoon shows and puppet shows and things like that, but nothing with the amount of song and dance, original content, and everything that the Mickey Mouse Club had. They had the weekly serials. They had Spin and Marty and the Hardy Boys and several of the other ones that I can't recall off the top of my head right now. And I enjoyed watching those. Not quite so much as I did the actual show itself. And I love the cartoons that they showed. I always got a big kick out of the introduction to the cartoon segment. And I've got that recorded. I'm going to play that for you. And now, this show's going to mainly concentrate on the 55 to 57 Mickey Mouse Club, which is what I can recall. I was pretty young, and most of my memories of the show are the very last year and watching it in reruns when I was a little older. They actually still made some appearances when the show was in reruns, but I can recall when I was very, very young. You got to remember, I was three, and I can recall seeing the Mouseketeers at Disneyland. It must have been made a big impression on me for me to remember it from that far back. I have quite a few memories of different things from being a 2-year-old and 3-year-old that most people don't remember, but for some reason my memory still worked from back then. But anyway, the most of my more clear recollections are from watching it in reruns, because it ran in reruns on television on up into the late 60s. Along, you know, in the afternoon reruns, they would run these, they had a lot of television shows here based in Los Angeles, Sheriff John, Engineer Bill, and things like that. And they would also put in these Mickey Mouse Club cartoons and shows. So that's where I got my attachment to it. And like I say, I've still got my Mickey Mouse Club card, but as you can imagine, at 3 years old, I wasn't writing very legibly. So I scribbled all over the front of it. Just the mere fact that I could write my name at three, I think, was a pretty good achievement. The show was hosted by Jimmy Dodd. Now, Jimmy Dodd was more than just a host, because he wrote the theme song to the Mickey Mouse Club, which we're all very fond of. In fact, I play something every week on the end of the show that Jimmy Dodd wrote, which is the alma mater to Mickey Mouse. And that's what the Gang of Five at the end of the show, that's what they sang. Jimmy Dodd was not the only one on the show, the only adult host. They had Roy Williams, who was an animator from Disney, and Walt kind of hornswoggled him into being on the show. He had kind of a bad reputation, being a little mean, and they called him some unpleasant names in some of the things that I read. But apparently the kids loved him, so he was nice to the kids, and they had nothing but good things to say about him. And he lived on into the mid-70s, which he had a good long life. And he was inducted as a Disney Imagineer in 1992. Now, Jimmy Dodd, unfortunately, didn't live to be very old. He only lived to be 54, and he passed away of cancer in Hawaii in 1964. So that was terribly sad, someone with that much talent, and it seemed like such a nice fella that we lost him so early. I mean, I was only 9 years old when he passed on. Now, most of the Mouseketeers from that era are still around. We've lost one that I've run across. Yes, the lady that passed on was Cheryl Holdridge. There is a very, very good history of the Mickey Mouse Club. It looks like it was done somewhere in the early 2000s. I didn't see a date on it. And there's interviews with almost everybody. And Cheryl Holdridge is interviewed on there. So it was obviously done previously to 2009 when she passed on. She was only 64. She unfortunately also died of cancer. So she appears to be the only one of the Mouseketeers that we've lost. And that's definitely going to be, hopefully, the last one that we lose for a very long time. I certainly hope so. Most of them were born in the 40s, so they're not really old. And some of them have had acting careers after the show. Don Grady and Tim Considine, who were both Mouseketeers, went on to star in My Three Sons. If you see Don Grady, as soon as you see him, Tim Considine doesn't look, you know, the same as he did when he was on the show, but Don Grady, really, you could recognize him from the show. He still looks very similar. So they probably had what you'd say probably be the most substantial acting career of any of the Mouseketeers outside of Annette. Now, Annette was the only one of the Mouseketeers that was kept under contract to Disney when the show ended. And she went on, of course, to do a lot of things after the show went on. Now, Annette, I don't know, probably most of you know this already, but Annette has multiple sclerosis and is having a difficult time talking and getting around. But she does a pretty good job. I mean, considering the hampering of her nervous system she's doing a great job. And she's managed to stay very active. She does her dolls for Disney. If you've ever been out at the park, you'll see there are a series of dolls that she's had some involvement in. And kind of similar, Marie Osmond has some dolls also out there. So that kind of thing. The one thing that I'm going to have here in the audio clips that I've got for you that does not involve the 1955 to 57 Mouse Club is an audio clip from the recreation of the Mouse Club, which was like in 89, I believe it was. And this has got Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, and Christina Aguilera singing Fools Rush In. Now, there are two other people in the video, and I have no idea who they are. So I apologize if you listen to this and you say, hey, I was in that too. Email me and tell me who you are and I'll put your name out there, because the clip that I found did not identify the other two people. So I'm going to play some clips for you and be back.
Today is a day that is filled with surprises. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Why, you might see a dragon in the bathtub cleaning up. or a flying saucer that's out looking for its cup. If you're a pleasure bent, we are glad to present the Mouseketeers. Anything could happen, day. Mouseketeers, roll call, count off now.
Karen, Bobby, MF.
Tommy.
Sharon.
Lonnie.
Mickey Mouse Club presents Further Adventures of Spin and Marty.
This year, in addition to riding and calf roping and camping, we're going to have a dance.
Hey, there aren't any girls around here. Are there?
Girls?
That's
oh,
it.
No.
Girls? Good grief.
Dancing, girls, a ducky, quack, quack, quack.
Time to twist our mouskadile, to the right and the left with a great big smile. This is the way we get to see a mouse cartoon for you and me. Miska, Muska, Mouseketeer. Mouse cartoon time now is here.
Just look inside this book and you will see everything from A clear down through Z. In the encyclopedia, E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A.
Hi, Mouseketeers. Today we have some words to grow by, and I'm going to call on Annette to give them to you. Annette? Hi, Annie.
Hi, Jimmy.
All ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Beauty is as beauty does. That's what wise men say. Now, if you would be beautiful, do this every day. If you're at a party and talk to someone shy, be sure to think you're beautiful and praise you to the sky.
Oh, fine. And now let's join the Mouseketeers.
Hi, I'm Annette Funicello. Boy, do I remember that curtain. Some people's childhoods are captured in photo albums, but mine lives forever on film. I remember the man who asked us to call him Uncle Walt, which I could never do. He was too much of a second father to me. I remember coming here to Stage 3 every day from 1955 to 1959 to film the Mickey Mouse Club. The same week that our show premiered, the Disney studio, together with ABC, launched another program. And with it, Sunday nights were changed forever.
Walt Disney's Disneyland.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are.
Each week, as you enter this timeless land, one of these many worlds will open to you. Frontierland. Tall tales and true from the legendary past. Tomorrowland. Promise of things to come. Adventureland. The wonder world of nature's own realm. Fantasyland, the happiest kingdom of them all.
The show brought us such characters as Zorro,
born on the mountaintop in Tennessee,
and one of the biggest legends of our past, Davy Crockett.
Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Said old Betsy will reach.
King of the wild frontier.
Coonskin caps became a fashion necessity and appropriate attire for all occasions.
We have our heading.
Here we go!
From the magic within our hearts to the adventure beyond the horizon, there is only one Disney.
Just never get tired of that song. You? Hey, I love that Annette Funicello bit about the Mickey Mouse Club. She was very well spoken still back then, and it does make me a little sad to see how much she's lost, but hey, she's still alive, so thank goodness for that. She looks great. I mean, heck, I wish I looked as good as she does. And she still is able to talk, just a little slower, that's all. And like I say, we still got her, so thank goodness for that. And she still got her wits about her, so that's the important thing. All the other little bits and pieces there. I didn't play the entire history of the Mickey Mouse Club. It's about an hour long. It's just too much. The show would be an hour and a half, 2 hours long, and it's too much. So get on YouTube and watch that. It's well worth watching if you like the Mickey Mouse Club, like me. I'm, as I said, a definite big-time fan of the Mickey Mouse Club. Now, I've got one last piece of Mickey Mouse Club audio for you, and it's Fools Rush In by Justin Timberlake, he's the lead singer, and Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. Now, one thing you may not know is Jessica Simpson also tried out for the Mickey Mouse Club and didn't make it. So there's another big-time star. And also Ryan Gosling, who has become a pretty good size star nowadays, was also a Mickey Mouse Club member. So here's Fools Rush In with, as I said, Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, and Britney Spears. There were two other people in the music video, but I don't know who they were. They didn't say. So my apologies for that. So here is that music.
We'll be right back. Every day, we prepare to make your dreams come true in ways you've never imagined. Come live your dream during the Year of a Million Dreams, going on right now at the place where dreams come true. Visit DisneyParks.com.
Well, Podketeers, that just about wraps up today's show. Hope you enjoyed it. And hope you'll be here next week for episode 44 of Podketeer. So y'all take care of yourselves. And you have a magical Disney week. And listen at the end of the show, because it'll be a little bit of a different ending than normal. In honor of the Mouseketeers and Jimmy Dodd. We'll see you at the park. Ta-ta for now.
Podketeer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse Copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podketeer.com.
Hi, Mouseketeers. Here's one of my favorite thoughts. The words of a great man, Etienne de Grillet. Listen. I expect to pass through life but once. If, therefore, there be any kindness I can show, or any good thing I can do to any fellow being, let me do it now and not defer or neglect it, as I shall not pass this way again. And now I'll be going my way.
Soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.